Welcome to The Public Storyteller. My name is Michael Stock with Dr. Karen Neal. Karen is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. Hi, Karen.
Hello, Michael.
What story do you have today?
Michael, here's one from Barbara Davis.
My husband and I relocated from California and decided to look for a house in Boca Raton. We found a lovely place and met the most wonderful people. Most of them were retired, but they were volunteering. And I said, oh, that's something I did in California. I'd really like to do that again. So I joined the Literacy Coalition of Palm Beach County and met the most fabulous people from Friends of the Library. That's the division. And they trained me to tutor English. After many years, I got tired of doing adults and decided that I'd like to be with little children. I met a wonderful boy and a wonderful girl in a school in Boynton Beach, and they were in the third grade. The girl was from Haiti, and the boy was from Nicaragua. They spoke very little English. One, the girl had an attitude. The boy was so thrilled to be able to learn the language. And when you are with me, I do not allow you to speak the other language because the whole idea of tutoring English is to start with hello, goodbye, good morning, whatever. The girl was very stubborn and refused to speak to me in English. After a while, I found out this girl was brilliant for an eight-year-old. She knew math like nobody. She did everything in her head where the other children were using blocks. The boy, on the other hand, was very artistic, and he would only want to draw instead of speaking. So he would explain to me how he got from Nicaragua here by drawing an airport and an airplane and explaining to me that this is fly from, and then he would go on from there. Well, I tutored these two children for 1 year. At the end of that year, both had learned many words in English. The boy, not as many as the girl. The girl became a real conversation piece. She was a riot. And she would tell me stories about what she did there and how lucky she is to be in the U.S. The boy wanted to go back to Nicaragua, which made me feel kind of sad, but he had his grandparents there. So he kept saying to me, airport, Miami, I need a plane. And I have to say, both of them were wonderful, exceptional children. One of my students, who also came from Haiti, I had her starting in the first grade. I saw her in the school yard, and she spotted me and came running over. Miss Barbara, thank you so much. But that's one of 60 or 70 children over the last 9 years. I'm currently at Verde Elementary School in Boca Raton. I got in touch with the vice principal, lovely woman, and she said, oh, we would love to have volunteer. We need so many volunteers. She was startled when I told her I had six grandchildren. She finally said, how could someone as young as you have all those grandchildren and be a great-grandmother? And I said, well, I'm 80. And she looked at me and then said, okay, but now, how old are you? I said, I'm 80. Well, now I'm 82.
Barbara Davis with a story about keeping young.
Keeping young by working with the young and being needed.
She must have had some special training in order to teach kids who don't speak English how to speak English.
I'm sure she did, but what she really brought to the table, you can't teach. And that was the kind of patience, the kind of selflessness, the kind of caring that came through in her story.
She recognizes each of the kids' special talents. She knew how to handle each kid differently.
Yeah, sometimes in bad art, in bad movies or books, the characters are what we call flat, right? You know, they're all one way or all the other. But in real life, very few of us are all bad or all good. Almost every single person, if not every single person, is a mixture. And I love how she said, well, the girl from Haiti, she had an attitude. And the boy from Nicaragua, he really wanted to learn. But then the girl from Haiti, she really was smart and she really did fantastically. And the boy from Nicaragua wasn't so happy to be there. So they were really rounded characters in a really interesting and real-life way, genuine way.
She made a special point when she moved to Florida to volunteer, so she remained active, remained young, in her words.
Yes, I think there are so many people who say, well, I want to do something. I don't want to sit at home. I'll get a job. And I always think, well, that's better than sitting home doing nothing, certainly. But maybe if you don't need the money, maybe it would be more useful and you'd have a more interesting time instead of, I don't know, bagging groceries or something that gives you a little bit of money. And I stress this, if you don't need the money, doing something that you'll have stories from and experiences from and pride from, and you'll really give somebody a better life. And in this part of the country, helping people coming over from other countries is certainly important.
The one woman who was shocked, she wasn't as young as she appeared to be. It seems like 80 is the new 60 now.
I like that. Does that make 60 the new 40? It reminds me of a line from a Joni Mitchell song. I think it's actually the title of a Joni Mitchell song. Happiness is the best facelift. And so many, particularly women, but more and more men, are for one reason or another drawn to have cosmetic surgery. So often, just having a better attitude and smiling a little more and being a little brighter and bringing your shoulders back a little bit. I'm not saying in every case, but when people have that energy and that spirit, they look younger, even if they've got wrinkles. They look younger because of the way they carry themselves, the way they talk, their facial expressions, their gestures. And Barbara certainly does look younger than 80. And some of it is how she makes her way in the world, the energy she brings, and the power of that positive thinking.
Well, thanks for bringing that story in, Karen. If our listeners have a South Florida story they'd like to share, how can they get in touch with you?
Send me an email to cneile, that's C-N-E-I-L-E, at fau.edu.
Contact information is also available at our website, as well as archived stories at wlrn.org. Click Radio and the Public Storyteller. Thanks, Karen.
Thank you, Michael. See you next week.
Dr. Karen Neal is affiliate professor at Florida Atlantic University and a professional storyteller. My name is Michael Stock. The Public Storyteller returns next Sunday.